Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening to DIY Money. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a 5-star review on iTunes so your friends know that they can learn from the show. Now, enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of DIY Money.
DIY Money.
What's shaking, Logan?
Well, it's horse racing season now. I don't know if you're into it. Are you into Derby? You know, I think everyone around the country knows the Derby. Not many people know Keeneland, which is a smaller racetrack in Lexington. In my subjectivity, I think it's more beautiful than Churchill Downs, but that's just me.
Whoa.
So do you get into it
Shots
at all?
Fired.
Do you get into the horse racing? And
I enjoy going, and I don't know anything about betting. Do you remember when we went
event.
To Keeneland
it's a total event.
Last year?
Yeah.
It was a disaster.
You did okay.
I did terrible.
Okay. You didn't do great.
I like to pick the horse with the coolest name.
Fair.
And then I'll go out and know absolutely nothing, but I'll like watch them really intently and stand with all the people who actually know what they're doing and be like, that horse looks strong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I enjoy it, but I don't
yeah,
know jack
I mean,
about it.
You know, I've been doing this since I was a kid, going to a horse track. My dad used to take me, you know, I might have had 1 or 2 days in a random school year where we said, hey, let's take the afternoon off and let's go over to Churchill Downs because
hey.
I lived close to Louisville at the time. So it was, I've always had a fascination with it because it's such an event. Like everybody gets dressed up, Derby as well as just going on a random weekend or whatever. Everybody gets dressed up. Everybody's dressed nice. There's such this like air around it and everything like that, and it is quite fun. It's an interesting thing. But now I've gotten to the point where I'm the only one that knows anything about like horse gambling. So I think when we were there, I taught you the book
yeah.
and how to look at it and how to evaluate horses and everything. And most people just end up picking a name.
My wife knows everything in front. To the outside, the wife doesn't know. My wife knows everything. The wife doesn't know. My wife knows everything.
I never gamble a lot of money. I mean, the max I'm doing a single day is $20. Like I'm
right.
not going to be putting a lot of money into it, but I do really think it's fascinating. But now I've become like the host. So this weekend is opening weekend for Keeneland, which when this episode comes out, it'll be mid time for Keeneland, but it's opening weekend, which means that we're having a tailgate naturally at Keeneland. As one does. And now I have 30 people that I have to try to teach how to do horse racing. But we're doing a big brunch out there and doing pancakes and all kinds of stuff before going into Keeneland. Which
you
I
have
think
the
will be
new
really
Blackstone.
Yeah, a little tailgate Blackstone.
Is this the first time you're firing it up?
I've done it one time I was on a bachelor party recently and cooked for all the guys. But this is the first time for all of the locals. So it should be fun. I'm really excited. Normally I do tailgates for all of the football games and things like that, but this one for Keeneland, I'm super pumped about. Now I know that was totally random and out of nowhere, but I'm excited for Derby too, and this episode will come out right before Derby time of year, and that's always just a really fun time. I feel like Derby is the first time, at least in Kentucky, where it really feels like spring/summer. Like,
that's kind of true.
First Saturday in May, every year, and it really feels like, okay, now the weather's turning, now it's getting nicer. Because now in April, the month earlier right now, it's like one day is beautiful, 70 degrees, and then today I woke up and like scraped my car. It's terrible.
It's miserable.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the Derby time of year.
Have you been to the Derby?
I've never been to the actual
okay.
Derby. No, I've never done it.
I always thought it'd be interesting to see the vibe. Because Keeneland, the vibe is like people like me that are like, I don't even know where I am at this point. And then people like you that know what's happening,
yeah.
and that's it. I feel like the Derby would be like that on steroids. We're like the most intense people like in the
people
world will come who really know what they're doing.
Mm.
And then people who are just like, I like the Derby. This is awesome.
It's an event. And I love that the eyes are all on Kentucky and how beautiful it is this time
yeah.
of the year. So
yeah.
that's always fun. Okay, go ahead. This is your question today because John, who's sending the question, I mean, one, doesn't even know that I exist or am on the podcast. And two, loves you, Allie. So go ahead.
No.
Logan looks a bit unsure of himself. What options does he have left in the arsenal?
Yeah, we'll get to the question here in a second. Just a reminder, this episode, all episodes, sponsored by Jewel Financial, where Logan works and is on the DIY Money podcast.
Damn. Yeah.
And is a baller and deserves recognition.
What is Logan going to do?
It's okay. It's okay. I'm not.
You're not mad
about
it. I can tell by the way that you're sitting, mm-hmm. not even looking at me. Keep the questions coming. If you have a question or a junior question like John, send those in to podcast@diymoney.org. Recently, we've been getting a few people who have just like typed out their question, which is so nice, but we can't use that. Make sure it's an audio question, about a minute or less. And if we pick your question, we'll send you $25 to the Amazon store. John, what do you got? I don't know. Here we go, John.
DIY!
Hi, Allie. My name is John. And firstly, I love your show and I love rock climbing. I'm a 15-year-old with a broad question seeking your advice. My dad recently opened me up a custodial investment account for me with Fidelity. But most of my money is at a local credit union, which is about $6,000 in a mix between CDs earning 1% to 2% and a savings account earning half a point. I'm thinking I should move money from my credit union account to my brokerage account. However, I'm very nervous about it. What am I thinking is I invest in mutual funds to limit the risk. Also, I just started a new job as a lifeguard earning $14 an hour. So I will have more money coming into the account to invest. I love the show, and as a side note, I'm also considering becoming a CPA. I am extremely interested in your opinion on how I should proceed with my brokerage account and the money I have in the credit union. Thank you, and please say hi to Quinn and Daniel for me.
It would have been fine if you didn't throw the dagger in right at the end where it said, yeah. And Daniel and Quint.
Logan, make sure you tell him that. That he said hello.
But it is a great question. It is a great question. And if it wasn't such a great question, I might be angry, John. But I'm really not. I'm really not. That's such a good question. And we love getting the junior questions because this is not just a question for juniors. I mean, a lot of people have to decide, okay, should I be doing a brokerage account? Should I be putting money elsewhere? It's such a good and valuable question. So I'm going to let you start it off, Allie, and kind of talk through your thoughts for John.
This is a really good question. I think sometimes we'll get really in the weeds on the show about very specific strategies within an investment account or within an emergency savings account or whatever. I don't think that we often take a really big step back and say, okay, like objectively, where should the funds even be to begin with? And this is a hard question to address without knowing the full scope of your financial situation, John, because the answer, as it often is on this show, is going to be it depends. It really depends on the timeline, especially that you need the funds, on what your purpose is with the funds themselves. Are these, you know, monies that you set aside that one day you want to put towards college or rock climbing gear? Because that can be a big expense. I know that for sure. Do you want to put it towards retirement? And you're just like, let's just grow these and use compounding interest and just absolutely rock it? Or is this a future car, whatever it might be? And the answer to that question, as we're dialoguing kind of qualitatively, would be the answer to where these funds should be. So generally, we talk about this a lot on the show. If it's going to be for 5 years or less, we say don't invest. So now you could put that into a money market, or CDs would be fine.
Well, and first of all, you said your CDs are getting like 1%. I really hope that that's not the case now. I don't know exactly when this question came in, but most CDs should be paying you 4 to 5% if it's a year-long CD at this point because interest rates have risen. So make sure if you are buying some of these short-term things in that five-year window that you're looking at something like a high-yield money market or a high-yield savings account or a CD that's paying you a little bit more than a 1% with the interest rates where they are now.
Yeah,
continue.
And
sorry.
You're
I just
good.
Had to
no, you're
throw
good.
That in.
If you want some more details on some of those different accounts and stuff, we just did an episode, I think it was last week or the week before, about where to keep emergency funds and different vehicles. And I would treat anything less than 5 years pretty similar to that emergency fund in terms of where would be a safe place to put it. Now, if you're wanting to grow it, I'll let the master of investments talk about how to invest it in an investment account with the purpose of long-term growth.
Yeah, good. So I have a lot of thoughts on this, John, and a lot of things that I could go a lot of different ways. So one thing to think about is you do have a good amount of money that's in the bank. When you are a young person and you have savings, it's very similar to people that we talk about when they need to have at least 3 months of an emergency fund set aside. So I would say look at your expenses, do something similar, have 3 months of your expenses still sitting in the bank. Now, your expenses might be nothing, or they might be like $100 a month or something. They might be extremely low, but have 3 months of that set aside. The next thing, make sure that you are doing what Ali said. If you have a goal in the next 5 years, if you're going to use this money for college or you're going to use it for something in the near term, that should not be invested. That does not need to go into a brokerage account or a custodial account. I'm going to use those words kind of simultaneously, but a brokerage account for you at age 15 will be a custodial account. Because you're 15, your parents are going to have to sign on that account. They're going to have to be overseeing that. So it will be a custodial account that you have that you're investing in. So let's say you have those things figured out. 3 months of expenses set aside. You have money that is set aside for whatever the next goals in the 5 year window are. What do you do with the additional money? I think there's two ways to think about this. One, I love the brokerage account. I do think that's a good idea. But you mentioned that you're starting a job as a lifeguard and you're going to be making some money from that W-2 income from working as a lifeguard. I think you should also look into, dive a little deeper into a Roth IRA for you. It'll be a custodial Roth right now. But if you can get started saving into a retirement account like a Roth IRA early on in life, the compound interest effect of that long-term is going to be massive, and that is going to be really, really good for your long-term plan. We follow a 10-10-80 plan. So 10% goes into retirement savings, long-term savings. 10% goes towards tithing or giving of some method, and then 80% you could use to live off of. Now, at a young age, you're not going to need to spend that 80%. So maybe you put 10% into your Roth IRA, and the rest goes into this brokerage account if it's not for a five-year goal. So it could be used for something in 10 years when you buy a house, or it could be used for something way in the future, whatever it is. But I think starting investing early for you is going to be a fantastic thing, John. And I like what you said about mutual funds and investing in the baskets. This is a really important concept. And when I've been working and talking with young people earlier on in their lives and earlier on in their careers, make sure you know what you're buying and you understand it. Don't just buy a quote-unquote mutual fund because that's what you're supposed to buy, or that's what Dave Ramsey says that you're supposed to buy, or whatever it is. Make sure you know what you're buying when you're buying a mutual fund, or you're buying an ETF, or you're buying a stock. Understand what you're purchasing. So a lot of the time, whenever you're first starting out, a good thing to purchase is an S&P 500 fund. Now, I can't give a recommendation on that necessarily, but I can tell you a little bit of what an S&P 500 fund is. So S&P 500. 500 of the largest companies in the United States. It means they have a large market capitalization. All that means is that they are a big company and that there is a lot of shares outstanding. There's a lot of people that own it and they're paying a high price for it. Market cap is determined by the amount of shares that are outstanding multiplied by the price. So you could determine the market capitalization of any company that you look up. But, okay, let's get back to the S&P 500. 500 of the largest companies in the United States. With that largest company, the bigger the company is, the more impact it'll have on the S&P 500. I think about it like a trampoline. So if you have a trampoline and you have tons of balls on this trampoline, if you have a tennis ball or a wiffle ball on the trampoline, it's not going to make a huge impression on the trampoline. But if you have a bowling ball, that's going to make a very large impression on the trampoline. It's going to weigh down areas of the trampoline. So what are the bowling balls of the S&P 500? Google, Microsoft, NVIDIA. Let's see, what else? Apple, Amazon. Those are your bowling balls that are weighing down this trampoline. So if one of those companies moves up or down, so if you rolled that bowling ball across the trampoline, the trampoline's going to have some movement with that, right? There's going to be an impact because you rolled that across. If you roll a wiffle ball, let's call it Kroger. We have Kroger grocery stores around here. I'm pretty sure they're in the S&P 500. If you rolled a wiffle ball across the trampoline, it's not going to make a huge difference, but that bowling ball makes a big difference. So if those big companies move a lot, then you're going to have movement in the S&P 500. Wow, I am down a rabbit hole big time. But I do think it's important that if you're going to do this, you're going to open a brokerage account. And by the way, if you open a Roth account, you can invest in the exact same things that you do in your brokerage account. But if you're going to do this, you need to understand, do some research, look it up, and understand what you're buying, not just buying a mutual fund because that's what people say. So we have a lot of other episodes where we've talked about young people, if you should invest in just mutual funds or you should have individual stocks, and maybe you should consider doing some of that and looking into some individual companies if you're interested in that. But for now, I do think starting an investment account for you is a smart idea. I think potentially opening a Roth account as well and start saving that 10% for retirement is really good and helpful for your long-term investing career, savings career. It gets you started on a really good track. But it is very important to remember what Ali said. If you have a goal within 5 years that this money's for, you probably want to keep it in treasury accounts, money market, CDs, things like that.
I love trampolines.
Yeah, John, you're going to kill it. Not only are you already asking these questions at 15 and listening to the show, and I'm sure reading other articles or listening to other podcasts, trying to understand money, the fact that you're thinking about this at a young age is going to serve you so well long term. But figure out what these funds are going to do for you and make that money work, and you're going to be on a great path to financial success.
John, thank you, brother. Amazing.
The secret to wealth is pretty simple. You just got to keep living on less than you make, invest the rest, and do so for a very long time. Make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the show. If you want your question aired on the show, be sure to send that to us and you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card.
This show is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your homework and consult a financial advisor as needed.